Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. Your girl, Lauren, here. And on this week's episode, we are diving into all things human design. So if you've never heard of human design, that's completely normal. I actually hadn't discovered it like maybe a year ago I did. If you followed my page, I post a lot of astrology videos because I'm really into it. I think it's fun. It's not like something that I study like religiously. I also believe in God. I don't think it's two things that like contradict themselves, contrary to many comments that I get on the daily when you post those astrology videos. But anyways, human design is like another way that you use your birthday, your natal chart, which is your day of your, the day you were born, where you were born, and the time you were born, to inform a way to understand yourself and others. So what I like to think about with human design in particular is it gives you a roadmap onto how to navigate the world to be the happiest, truest, most authentic version of yourself. And I like to equate it to, as kids, we kind of like really do know ourselves. We don't know that society is going to tell us who to be. We just are born like, yo, I really like giraffes and I have this interest and this and that. And then society kind of tells us like, oh, that's not appropriate. Or, you know, your parents might say you need to be a doctor or you need to go into this. And it's some things that we do and we might be successful at, but it really doesn't like serve our true purpose or true drive in life to be like the happiest form. And our human design helps you to kind of remember that part of yourself. So when I discovered that, it was like, boom, bam, yes, thank you, ma'am, sign me up and sign up all my kids. Let me find all my kids' human design, my partner's human design. I was finding out everybody's human design. Because again, the more I can understand about myself and others and then have the language to speak to the people, the most important relationships in my life, the better version of myself I am, the better mom I am. One thing that a guide had told me at one point was that don't make the assumption that your kids are an extension of you. And I was like, what? But like, they're my kids. And he was like, no, they really truly aren't an extension of you. They are individual people that you are there to serve, to protect, to nourish, to understand, and help them grow into the best version of themselves that they're supposed to be. Nothing to do with you. If you are someone that's always been super outgoing, popular kid in school, jock, whatever, and your kid's super introverted, not into sports, not into things that you were into, and you feel some type of way, like that's your ego, boo. You know what I mean? Your kids are not an extension of you. You need to understand, the earlier you can understand who your child is, the better you can support them, the better they are going to be able, the more happy and thriving they are going to be as they grow up. And human design was such a helpful tool for me to understand that about my children. And even we get into this episode about the five different types, and the type that I was as a child was highly energetic, always sometimes switching gears really fast into what I was interested in, not interested in, labeled ADD right from the jump. I might be a little bit ADD, I'm not gonna lie, but labeled it from the very jump as someone that was just doing too much, too creative. And like my light was dimmed really early. And I just wish that we had the language, my parents had that knowledge of like who I am, that I'm now figuring out, I'm figuring that out later in life. But had I had that earlier, I don't know what my childhood would have been like, what my adulthood would have been like, what choices I would have made that I wouldn't make now. So this is all to say, on this episode, we have an amazing guide and teacher of human design
Erin Claren Jones, who has helped thousands of individuals, companies step into their work, step into their lives to find their truest self and their highest potential. Her work as a guide, coach, and speaker has attracted a growing community of over 250,000, y'all. And her teachings and practical tools and digestible tips teach deeper self-knowledge that can access you to live at a greater ease and authenticity in your everyday life. The reason I purchased her blueprint for myself and all my kids, and like sometimes you can like purchase things like astrology, I love, but then sometimes they'd be talking about stuff. I'm like, what the hell, this transit and this seventh house? I know what they really be talking about. Her blueprint, Human Design, it's like so tangible. It's so digestible. It's so practical. Like you can apply it, and it's an everyday language where anybody can understand it and apply it to yourself like the next day. She's worked and been featured in Forbes and Mind Body Green, along with hundreds of other podcasts. So I just feel so honored to get to have her on this episode. So today, y'all, and we go through it all. This first part, it's a two-part episode. This first part, we talk about the different types and how they show up inside your kid. So if your kid is a manifestor or a projector, these are all types that you will understand later, but like what that looks like, how to nourish them, things to not do to inhibit their growth. We get into all the kid stuff. And then the second part, we get into all the parent stuff, me and the type of parent I am. What is me at my highest? And what is maybe some of my shadow work that I might need to be mindful of as I show up as a mother, as I show up as a wife, as I show up as a friend? So y'all gonna get it today. It's such a great, great, fruitful episode. And I can't wait for you to learn from it. So let's get into it. Welcome the GOAT, Erin. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I am so happy to be here. That was such a generous and sweet introduction. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Of course. I'm so honored that you're here. And also, I just want to pause and just thank you for your gift. Like, this is a gift and it's helped so many people and it's personally helped me. So I just want to thank you for taking up space and taking the time to share it with others, because it's something that is so, so valuable.
Oh my God, my pleasure. It's been such a joy for me.
Of course. So I didn't give this in Erin's intro, but another title that she is wearing very newly, 6 months and less, is the title of Mommy. So I would love to talk to you a little bit more about your journey into motherhood and how that's been for you. And thanks for being here 6 months out. Like, girl, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to sleep. So I appreciate you being here.
Oh my gosh, I hear you. She'll be 6 months on Sunday. I have a daughter who was born in December, and my journey to motherhood has been pretty amazing. You know, I think that my partner and I have wanted to be parents for a while. We've rescued two pretty wild dogs, so it kind of paused our journey for a moment. We were like going to start trying. We're like, these dogs are really high maintenance, but we just got pregnant anyways. So we weren't planning just yet, but I think that I trusted the timing of it all. And it's been pretty extraordinary. I mean, I know that every woman's body responds differently to being pregnant. You know, I've had many friends whose bodies have like rejected pregnancy and it's been a pretty miserable experience. So, you know, I know it's so person by person. For me, my body really loved it.
I was just amazing.
Like, you know, and I'm curious whether that would be the case for future pregnancies, you know, if I'm blessed to be pregnant again. But the pregnancy was really amazing. It was actually one of the most creative times in my life. And it's funny looking back, because now I have my daughter's Human Design, which is like such a like intense doer and like all this powerful energy. And I'm like, I think I was just kind of riding on her energy the whole pregnancy.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, who knows? This is me just hypothesizing, but
no,
I loved it. And then, and then giving birth was, I mean, just one of the most wild, insane, primal experiences of my life in ways that I thought I had prepared for. And then I was like there and I was like, I don't care about any of the meditations. I don't care about any of the visualizations. Right. Like, I'm like, just get out of my way. I feel like giving birth, you know, and I know that there are so many different ways to give birth and so many different tools. I think that it really like reconnected me to my own power in a way where I was like, I can actually do anything. Mm. And I think it also means that like, I do look at parents in a different kind of way. You know, it's just like, you carried a person, you know, when you gave birth, like I'm just so in awe of parents in a totally different way. And then in terms of the last 6 months, I honestly, it's so funny thinking back because basically the farthest I got was birth. You know what I mean? I was just like, that was like the farthest I got. And then I gave birth and like the nurses, we were at a birthing center and the nurses left and they're like, okay, goodbye. And my partner and I were like, I'm sorry, what? You're like leaving us with this little one? Like we were just like, we don't know how to change a diaper. So it's been like such a crash course, but such a fun one. I think what I'll say just to close is like, I think parenting has been like more fun than I could have ever imagined. Like I've never been a baby person. I don't see babies and I'm like, give your baby to me.
Yes,
you know?
So yes.
Like, what will it be like to be a mother and a parent? But like, it's obviously quite different, or at least for it was for me with our daughter. But yeah, I mean, she's just like, I'm like rapt when I just like witness her, you know, and she's been so, there's been a lot of things happening in our life, but like, she's actually been the least stressful piece, which has been such a gift. I don't know if it will remain that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for now, it's like, she just is like, brings so much joy, so much light to like us, to everyone who helps take care of her. You know, she has been an extraordinary sleeper with the exception of the last month, which she decided to kind of like decided to change things up. I know.
They have these regressions.
Yeah, I know. It's very real. But I think that like, it's just been so fun. Like I really see her as my little buddy. Like I think that it's been nice to just like kind of take her everywhere with me, you know, and just be like, oh, we're just going to like do life together now. So I'm really enjoying it. I know that I'm early. I know that I have so much to learn.
Yeah.
But it is like, it's, I don't think I ever could have anticipated what it would invoke in me. And I think it just like created a lot of, you know, presence and also a lot of intentionality in every other aspect of my life, because time away from her is, is a big thing.
It's valuable.
So like other things must be really worth it. And so it's really kind of changed the way that I've shown up everywhere.
Oh, I love that so much. And you just, even you thinking about how your knowledge of human design and why you were carrying her, how that might affect it, who you were being, like that's wild. I never really thought about that.
I know.
And then just the fact that kids are just so life changing, right? Like it evoked something in you that you probably was like not, you didn't have knowledge of before. Totally. And now changes how the way you show up in the world. So I just love that. I love that so much. And I also just think about the thing that you had before you had your daughter too, just like evoking something in you and knowledge of power. Like, can you tell us a little bit about how you came into human design and also maybe like what it is for like the folks that are just tuning in?
Of course.
High level definition. Would love to hear.
So human design is a system like astrology that's based on your time, date, and place of birth. And the idea is that it really gives us an energetic blueprint to how we're wired to operate at our best, whether it's in our work, whether it's as parents, whether it's in our relationships. And it gives us each our own roadmap. Like there are hundreds of thousands of different configurations. So like you don't look at two designs and you're like, oh, you're exactly the same. You know, like we all are so uniquely wired. And I think what you said at the beginning, you know, my favorite aspect of human design is how practical it is. Yes. I feel like there are a lot of amazing systems that give us juicy information that we know then have no idea what to do with. And I think human design does both. It's like, here's all this really interesting, juicy stuff. And here are all the tools to put it in the practice and into life and to actually kind of spark transformation in your life. And I know that in my own life, you know, every part of my life has shifted the minute I found, not the minute, from when I found my design, it's been kind of everything has just transformed. And so it's been beautiful to experience that and now witness hundreds of thousands of people do the same. In terms of how I discovered human design, it was very serendipitous. You know, human design was not my plan.
Yeah.
As so often is the case.
You know, I was about to say.
Always life just takes us in all these directions.
Exactly.
I was living in New York City and I was consulting for a number of different startups. And I went to my friend's gathering. This was in 2015 in the Lower East Side and sat next to a stranger. And the stranger asked to read my human design chart. And I had never heard of human design, nor had like, honestly, anyone I really knew.
Right.
It was so fringe at that time. But I, like many people, was like, okay, tell me everything. Like, what do you
I
see?
Love that.
You know,
like, especially like in New York, you'd be like, I don't know. There could be two ways of going like, are you, who are you? Or yes, tell me all the things.
I was like, I'm ready for it. And he gave me this mini reading and it was the most accurate and confronting thing I'd ever heard. Like I felt like on one level, like he gave me language into things I'd experienced my entire life that I'd never been able to articulate. And then secondly, it was confronting because I was resisting it so hard. I was trying to live opposite of my design in every single way. And so he actually ended that conversation by saying, Erin, I think you're meant to do this. And I think we're meant to do it together. I know it was totally wild. And not because he wasn't saying this because human design is predictive. He was saying this because he had a gut feeling about it. And he like observed a lot of potential in my design to share something like this. And so, I mean, I said, yes, definitely not that night. You know, I had to experiment with it for a while, but the system just made sense to me. Yeah. And like, and it's so amazing that it's all, you know, evolved in the way that it has, because when I first got into human design, like, it was not a cool thing, you know, like no one knew what it was. Like, we were just like trudging through mud trying to educate people. Right. And I actually walked away from it in 2017 and then came back, I mean, 3 months later and practice. I couldn't stay away for very long.
Right.
And like, and the timing was finally right. But it was pretty tough those first couple of years, because people just like, it was so new. And so now it's amazing to watch it become what it is now and reach a much larger audience.
That's how I feel too. I feel like I hadn't heard of it. Like, I heard of it, but like, there's a lot of talk around like astrology and things that have been, I think, around for however much time, but maybe it was post COVID, or I don't know what's happening, but people are just, it's getting the recognition it deserves. Even when I tease in my stories, people are like, oh yeah, human design. I was like, wow. Okay. I didn't know I'm speaking the language that people understand now, which is just so amazing. So there's six types, right? Or five. Okay.
Yes.
Can you kind of break down, I know briefly, the types that they are and like what you are as well.
Mm-hmm. And what you are.
Yeah. And what I am.
Okay. So in human design, there are five different types, and type is such an important piece because it reveals how we best use our energy. But I also want to remind people that it's just the first piece. Know that like, if you and your child are both manifesting generators, you guys are not the same. Like, there's some similarities, but it branches out and gets a lot more nuanced from there. So high level, we've got manifesting generators, projectors, reflectors, and manifestors. If you guys want to take a moment to look yours up, you can at humandesignblueprint.com.
Yes.
I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Manifesting generators. So manifesting generators are meant to be multi-passionate creators and doers. They have such tremendous energy and vitality and like force. And when they're lit up and excited, it's like the most buzzy energy to be around. And they actually kind of light up everyone around them. Because of that, it is so important for them to treat their own satisfaction and excitement as important and worth following, you know, because again, the more lit up they are, the more lit up the world is. Whereas if they kind of overextend themselves, don't honor what lights them up, they can burn out quite quickly.
That and resonates so much. Gosh. Anyways, yeah. Keep on going.
And two more pieces I would just share, well, three quickly, is that like, as a multi-passionate doer, like, you aren't really meant to have a super linear career path. Like, it might not feel satisfying for you to be like, okay, I figured out my one thing. Like, I'm in this for life. Like, you are meant to be many different things at once and over the course of your life. And so really doing your very best to not kind of put yourself into a box, but to really embrace that you're meant to keep pivoting and changing and reinventing yourself and shifting based on kind of what's calling you in the moment. You also are meant to be quite fast. And so it can be useful to be surrounded by people that handle the step-by-step process, so you can kind of move fast. I would also recommend that you don't expect anyone to keep up with you, because you will likely be disappointed. And then
you're just going to read me right now.
And then the very last piece that I would share is that you are meant to be quite magnetic, you know, as much energy as you have to unleash into things. You are not meant to chase after any of it. You know, you were meant to wait for things to show up in your world and light up your gut. And then once that gut kind of gives you that indication, then you can be an absolute force in making that thing happen. But you kind of aren't meant to take action until your gut gives you the green light that it's time to do so.
Oh, okay. I know this is not all about me, but like, yes. And also when I was reading that in my blueprint, it's so interesting because I thought going through life, I was just really ADD and like, I was, I just couldn't focus on something for too long. Or if I got bored, I always felt guilty. I would just stick into something until it was depleting at my soul, basically. Yeah. And so to read that as like, that's just how I'm built. And that's not a bad thing.
Like, a little bit.
And even a little bit was just like, I'm getting goose chills just because I just wish I knew that as a kid. I wish that my mom knew that, you know? So anyways,
totally.
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly, I hear this from manifesting generators so often, like, as kids, they're made wrong for it. You know, I had a client a couple of weeks ago who his daughter was a manifesting generator, and we were sitting together and he was just like, Erin, like, I'm so frustrated. Like, she's trying so many things, but she doesn't stick with them. And like, all I want is for her to like choose one sport. And I was like, she's not meant to, you know, I was like, she is meant to try many things. And his design was all about like mastery and choosing one thing. And it was just such a relief because like, he'd been making her wrong for doing the thing that she was exactly meant to do. And she knew that. You know, and so it was just, it was so powerful because I think he was like, oh, I've been shutting down that thing when it's actually her greatest gift.
Oh, I love that so much. I love that so much. And that's just so helpful to hear too. Cause I'll say this before you get into the other types, but like, I feel like as parents, sometimes we think that our children are extensions of ourselves. Yeah. And They aren't. They're individual humans who are just meant to understand their differences, love them for that, and then have a language to talk about it. Like it's, I'm like, this is why this is so important. Like this is, anyways.
No, I love you saying that because I think like the core value of human design and relationships is helping us understand our differences and teaching us how to honor them, you know, and that's obviously incredibly useful, whether it's as parents, whether it's with collaborators, whether it's with partners, whether it's with parents, you know, and so, and it's just funny you say that because I am so enmeshed in the world of human design, like I never actually expected my daughter to be anything like me. You know, like I was just like, so like, I'm like, she's got an extension. Like she's this, and looking at her design, like opposite of mine in every single way. So like, there's like, it would be cool if she had some pieces like me, but I have no expectation that she will, because I've already like looked at that and I'm just like, oh, how can I like really get to know this very different kind of creature? So.
Oh, I love that you had the knowledge of that before. Like, you know, you don't have to like mess them up and then be like, okay, got it. Like when they're like 35, like get that you weren't like living my life for, you know, anyways.
Totally. Yes. Okay. So other types, we've got generators, which are very similar to manifesting generators. Some people group them together. I think core qualities are that they are also really powerful doers. You know, when they're lit up by something, they have this kind of energy to go, go, go and make things happen. Mm. They might have less of a desire to kind of move in between many different things. It might be a little bit more like, I'm going to dive deep into this thing. Yeah. And then like when it's time, I'll move on. But like they have this really kind of masterful, committed, steadfast energy, might kind of really enjoy the step-by-step process. And they, very similar to manifesting generators, are meant to let things come to them and wait for things to kind of light up their gut before they go after them. Projectors. I'm a projector.
Are I knew really... that. I mean, I know everything about you, I feel like.
But... so is our friend who introduced us. So
that makes sense.
Makes all sense.
So makes all sense.
Projectors are really here to be leaders, guides, advisors, teachers, not here to do all the doing. Yeah. You know, as projectors, our energy can really ebb and flow. And so really creating moments for rest and space and ease in the days, and know that so much of your gift as a projector is your sensitivity to others and kind of your ability to offer really interesting, insightful perspective, but not to do all the doing, you know, and so to kind of really like notice where you're still deriving your worth from like your capacity to do. And as projectors, we tend to love systems like human design. Like there's such a natural wisdom around people that we can love anything that can kind of help fortify and grow that knowledge. And our strategy is to be invited into things. So I'm not actually meant to chase after anything as well, but I'm really here to have somebody be like, Erin, and in the way that you have for me, you know, like I see you, I love the way that you do this. Will you share your wisdom here? And so I think that like, I'm really meant to be guided by the opportunities and the people that make me feel the most uniquely seen and valued for who I am. And I can make myself visible and share myself with the world like I do on Instagram and podcasts, but that's the thing that allows me to kind of resonate with the right people and, you know, inspire the right invitations to come to me.
Oh, I love that. I don't know if this is possible, but I want to be more projector, if that makes sense. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm sure that there's certain types that just work really well together or like very much balance each other out. And so I feel that with like my projector people.
Projectors and manifesting generators are so great, you know, because I think that, because I think that like projectors are really here to ask good questions. Manifesting generators are here to like respond. They're here to kind of be asked good questions, help them connect to what's true for them. You know, projectors can like, manifesting generators can give projectors all this powerful energy to make things happen. Projectors can give them guidance. Like it's such a beautiful, beautiful, supportive kind of relationship.
Oh, so I love that. I love that.
The reason you're drawn to them. Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. Makes sense.
So then we've got two more types. We've got manifestors. Manifestors are really here to be very disruptive, innovative forces, not really here to do things like anyone else has done. They're people that thrive when they have a lot of freedom, autonomy, and control. That even includes when they're children, you know, can be very resistant to being controlled. So it's interesting dance to know how to, wait, I forget. What are your?
My twins are manifestors.
Wow.
Okay. Which,
amazing.
That makes complete sense though. Like what you're describing.
Well, it's like, they're kind of born leaders. So it's an interesting balance with kids of like, how can I give you the freedom and the space to lead while also like having boundaries?
Of course, a parent,
because like, you're 2.5 years old, you know? and their energy can be very bursty. So like, whereas, you know, and in some ways yours can as well, but like You know, they might have these like, you know, intense bursts of energy over the course of a couple hours, couple days, couple weeks, and they need to kind of pull back and rest. And so really honor their need for solitude, time alone. And they're here to initiate. Like, they're not here to wait for anything to come to them. Like, when they have an urge to do something, they are meant to pursue it, because they're here to kind of pursue the things that no one else has. And so with two manifestor children, I know you have an older child as well. Like,
yeah, he's a manifestor, really, but yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. So it's really about kind of reminding them of their power and like really supporting them. And also know that manifestors are about 8 to 9% of the population. So like, they're being raised in a world of people that are very, very different than them, you know? Ooh, so whatever you can do to really kind of like remind them of how powerful they are and really inspire them to kind of like do the big, bold, wild things, because that's what they're meant to do.
Oh my gosh, my mind is blown. I didn't know. I didn't know they were 8 to 9%. So there's like so many things that are probably telling them what they're doing is not right. And so it's like, 100%. As your parent, as your family, it's my duty to make sure you know that you're completely normal and amazing, and your gift. You have a gift that makes you different.
Exactly.
Okay. I feel like I'm a better mom right now already. Anyway, I feel like it.
Had my daughter been born, I think 12 minutes earlier, she would have been a manifestor.
Really?
Yeah. It's so funny. I mean, sometimes it changes over the course of minutes, other times over the course of hours, but we were like kind of prepared for that, 'cause we like looked it up when I went into labor, and then when she was born, and she was a manifesting generator.
Oh my gosh.
So anyways, the last tip is a reflector.
Okay.
Reflectors are the rarest type, and people that are very, very sensitive to their environment. So they're always kind of taking in their space and mirroring back what they feel. And so if you have a reflector child, it's so important that you're taking good care of your energy, because they're going to magnify everything you're feeling. And so as they grow older, it's so important for them to be very ruthless about kind of where and who they're spending time, you know, in and with, because they're taking so much of that in. And they are so wise. Like, they just have such a gift for seeing and sensing things that most people don't. And so it really benefits them to be in spaces where their perspective is really invited in and really recognized, you know? And so it's so nice when people know that they reflect their kids, so they can kind of like embrace that they have this really kind of magical unicorn of a child, and really honoring their sensitivity and really inviting in their perspective.
Wow. That's so powerful. I didn't know they were like less than 1%. Like, I did not know that.
Very rare. And one last piece I would share for reflectors is like, they are very fluid. Like, they will have days where they feel like manifesting generators, and days where they feel like generators, and days where they feel like projectors and manifestors. And so like, their gift is not showing up the same way day after day or being consistent. It's to honor whatever feels like them that day, knowing it's all them.
You
know? So I think as parents, also giving them space to be very vast and multifaceted in how they express themselves is very important, rather than kind of just like expecting consistency.
Oh, I love that. I've now been really obsessed with human design, to where the point I'm asking all my friends, like I used to get their natal charts and put it into astrology. Now I'm doing it for human design. And I have one girlfriend that is a reflector, and I didn't know it was that rare, but it was interesting, because if I think about what you're saying, like, she'll come into a room, and if the energy's off, she'll just want to immediately leave, or one person can make her immediately, I'm out. I'm like, okay. Like,
it's not the right place for anyone.
Yeah.
Cause she takes it in like such a deep way, where it's like, you might just sense when something's off, but like, for her, it's like, it's inside of her, you know? And so it just like, and so it's, when she's in the right energy, she's amplifying all the energy that feels right. When she's not, she's amplifying the stuff that doesn't feel right, you know? And so, and it's not just like feeling good or not, because obviously there's a lot of different things that can be felt, but it's, you know, it's important for her to be very careful and smart about her influences.
That just makes me understand and appreciate her that much more. Yeah. But okay, so we talked a little bit about how, if you have children with different types, like how you can like mother them or parent them. You said with manifestors, which are my twin girls, understanding like that independence or their need to initiate and just go for it, like nurture that, right? You said with reflectors, they can take a lot in. So honoring their sensitivity and all those things, like to make sure that those differences are so great and powerful. And we as parents need to understand that, to make sure we don't dim their light or make them feel less than, right? So I'm curious, if you have a daughter or child that is a projector or a manifesting generator, what specifically, how do they would love to be parented?
Yeah. So I would say for projectors thrive with recognition. you know?
Oh, so words just of affirmation, like, babies.
Words of affirmation, you know?
I just love,
like,
that.
Let them know how much you value them. Let them know all the things you see. Like,
yeah.
Create opportunities. Like, invite them in to do things with you. Like, you know? Yeah. And when I say words of affirmation, not just like, you're great, but like, really, like, I see this thing that you're doing that's so amazing. And I want you to know how much I see it, you know? Yeah. And also just know they are not meant to be doers. And so not expecting them to kind of keep up and do and giving them space to kind of rest and be in their own energy. For generators, you know, I would say that they're going to be lit up by what they're doing. So really paying attention to what satisfies them and what excites them and creating more opportunities for them to do that. For generators, it's really hard to kind of give them a set bedtime. Obviously we kind of now as a mom, I'm like, bedtimes are important, but I think that like, they need to fully expend their energy to sleep and rest well at night, whether they're a child or an adult. And so really kind of helping them use up their energy so they can kind of like drop into bed and just feel like depleted in the best of ways.
Yeah.
And also for generators and manifesting generators, like they often don't know necessarily what they want until it's presented to them. So instead of asking them like an open-ended question of like, what do you want to do today? Like it could even be more useful to be like, do you want to go here, here? Do you want to do this or this? And like, the answer might be no to both, but it's like a way for them to be like, oh, that feels right. That doesn't, you know? So it's really kind of driven by their gut.
That's so interesting that you say that, because that my daughters are very much like that. And like, it's almost like when I hit it right, when we're doing something that they're like full blown excitement, like life of the party, everyone's following them. They're just no, like they're like that in their classroom. And then if it's something that they don't like either shut down completely, like no interest, or have a full-blown like temper tantrum. I know some of it is to do with toddlers, but I've been given feedback like by their teachers, is like they are like the leaders in this classroom, and they will completely disengage if they don't, like more so than the other kids.
Totally. Well, I think with manifestors in particular, it's hard to force them to do things, you know. It's kind of on their terms, you know. Which I know is hard as a young person, but like, I think it's like, you notice the difference there. And the last piece that I would just share is that for manifesting generators, like we talked about at the beginning, like they're meant to move fast and be creative and buzzy. So like, just like giving them space to move at their own pace. Like you might not always be able to keep up with them as a parent. I have a manifesting generator daughter. Like who knows how this is going to go, you know? But like, I think that it's like, I know that going in where I'm like, I might have to like really bring in neighbors and support to kind of like help simulate her, who knows, but like to not expect them to kind of be or do just one thing and to really kind of embrace that they're here to try many things and like go try on many things, let go of many things. And that's very natural to them.
Ah, that just makes so much sense. I will say, are there types, and I know we were going to get into this probably later, but I'll just name it now. A lot of my followers are twins and twin parents. And so my girls, when you get the definition more about what manifestors are, now I see that even though they are very different personalities, they both have the quality of that. So maybe I'm answering my own question in my head. I would love to put voice to it.
But that's exactly it. Is that like, I think that it can be often parents can be like, how do my kids have the same design when they're so different? And I think you did answer it. Like, I think that you can have the same design, but how you express it will be so different, you know? So it's like, both of your daughters are probably going to need a lot of freedom, are both very natural leaders, want to do things on their own terms, like not here to be controlled. And the things they're inspired to do, the things they want to initiate, the freedom, how their energy moves can be very, very different, you know? So there are going to be some qualities, but how that is expressed in the world can be so different. Yeah. And that's what I always recommend is that, like, when you actually, and with adult twins that I've sat with, you know, they're like doing totally different things with their lives. But like, when you talk about these core tenets of like how their system operates, they're like, oh yeah, that's true for both of us. We have just used that to fuel our lives and move us in different directions.
Oh, that's going to be so helpful. Cause I get so many questions around that. And I think like, it kind of comes from people, like I'm really into astrology and I haven't yet asked an astrologer, but like when people don't know all the different signs they have and the houses that they show up and they just like, oh, I'm a Scorpio. And so is my twin. We were born at the same time. We are totally different people where it's like, I think about all the parts that go into your actual, like being like your full chart. It's like a cake. Like you don't make a cake with just flour. Like even though your flour might be your sun sign, you know, that there's so many different ingredients that go into that, and to ignore those, they have like just so much value. So I think that people confuse like your astrological type with like, that's your end all be all personality. With human design though, I think like it's almost embedded in the name. Like this is just a blueprint, a design of how you view things. It has absolutely nothing to do with like, if you like chocolate or vanilla, or you know what I mean? It's totally. There's so many differences that can come how it manifests itself. But so just hearing you say that, I was like, oh, this makes complete sense for my twins. Complete. Okay, y'all, that was part one of the episode on human design with Erin Claire Jones. Join us next week where we get a little bit more into the types and how they show up for us as parents, how you can live into the best version of yourself as a parent if you're a certain type, and things to be mindful of if you are a certain type, and just some shadow work that might be going on there. Again, thank you so much for listening. Remember to leave a review. It means a ton. Until next time, y'all. Peace.